is that time again.
You're joining us this morning on K105. He'll be here Saturday for K105 Country Fest. Mr. Cole Ford.
What's happening, boys? How y'all?
Man, we're looking forward to year five of K105 Country Fest, and you making a huge impact.
You know, it's pretty easy to do when you're 300 pounds to make a huge impact.
I didn't mean huge in that way.
Wow.
I thought you meant like if I fell, it'd be a huge impact.
I didn't think we were going to do fat jokes this morning, but hey, let's roll with them.
No, don't. Stay away from the fat. No, man, I'm just excited to be there and be a part of it. I'm thankful that y'all would have me.
Hey, let's talk about that song, Back. I mean, unbelievable, man.
It's really my life right there in front of you. All that in that song is real. I mean, it's sometimes even hard to talk about, to be honest with you, because I get a little choked up talking about my friend that passed away. And when I talk about my mom and dad and my family, and I'm lucky they're still here, but the reality of that is one day they won't be here. It's hard to do, but I've never been anything but honest and real with what my music, and that's why I put my real family in the video, my wife, my kids, and it's important for me to do. I mean, and I'm just so thankful that people are responding. The messages I'm getting about this song are just phenomenal.
Everybody's talking about it, and you got that sense of realness, too, in your song. You're red hot right now.
I give it all I got. That's all I know. All I know to do is be honest and real with my music. And, you know, I'm going to keep doing that. And I'm just thankful to be heard more on the radio. I'm trying. I want to be a part of country radio. I love country radio. I was raised on it, and I still listen to it to this day. But I just want the same opportunity that everybody else. And I'm hoping this song, Back, will give me that chance.
And I got to be honest, I got to compliment you, too, on your Twitter skills. You are a guy that actually gets it. And you know how to interact with your fans. And you actually converse with fans all the time.
I get in trouble for being on Twitter too much. My wife's like, are you serious right now? Get off that daggum phone. And I just love it. I mean, I love the fans. If it wasn't for them, man, I don't exist. It's no different, really, than what you guys do. I mean, if you ain't got the listeners that love you guys, then there's nothing for you to do there. So, I mean, they're first and foremost for me. I mean, I'm going to try to take care of them. That's why I stay after. I take pictures. I sign autographs. You know, without them, you don't exist.
Well, man, we appreciate you taking a few minutes for the Dana Dude Show this morning, and I'll tell you what, with a name like Colt, you're going to be pretty big in Indiana on Saturday, I would think, bud.
Right on, Dan and Dude. I'll see you guys soon. Take care.